Yeah, we're a normal intro. There it is. We did it. Hi!
Welcome to Beards, Ears, and Skulls.
The best old world podcast on the internet. My name is Taylor, your personal grudge bearer. And with me, as always, is the Dan.
I am the filthy assistant in the passenger seat. Shut up, Google!
As you can hear, we're in the car. We're in the car. We are coming home from the event.
Three disclaimers. Stop it. First, that won't go the whole time because we're getting on the highway. Second, we apologize if the audio's not great. I'm just using an app on my phone, so we'll find out. Third, we're real punchy after a tournament, so language will probably be a little more uncouth than usual.
I'm very couth. I'm the couthest.
You're the couth. It's the couthiest.
It'll couth you.
Nothing's couthier. Oh, yeah. So we just played at a tournament in Syracuse, upstate New York, and it was a great time, put on by the Hammer Bros of Central New York, I guess is their area. Anthony, a friend of the podcast, ended up kind of being the TO, even though he didn't plan on it, but he did a great job answering questions. He was judge, jury, and executioner of one of the Daves, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if he won yet or not. That game wasn't over when we left.
He was murdering him, though.
We had a great time.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I brought the Skaven I talked about last time. I didn't change it since we recorded that because we recorded it like 2 days ago.
And I changed my whole list to exactly the same list that I talked about as well.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. There's a big change. Big change.
So thank you everybody that has gone to patreon.com/professionalcasual. We got on the list in front of us, but thanks everybody that has signed up there and supported the show. We really, really appreciate it. And we promise we are trying to get back on track to at least every other week.
Yeah, but
no,
like,
guarantees.
Life is hard.
Life is hard.
So here's the deal, guys.
Life's like a box of chocolates. It's hard.
You never know how hard life's going to be. That's the rest of that one.
You never know how hard life's going to get. And I was running. I said it a lot today. My game was running away.
But that's funny, because I was running, playing Slaanesh.
Wow.
I was going fast, and I was doing Smash.
You were so fast. Okay, so why don't you tell us about your first game?
So my first game was against a guy.
Really?
I can't remember his name.
Me neither.
Simon. Jackson.
Jason?
No, you played Jackson. Jason? Could be Jeremy. Anyways, he was awesome.
Jeremy.
And he played, drumroll please, the Slayer Cult.
Yeah!
Which was so dope. So he had Ungrim, he had four Naked Doom Slayers, he had a naked BSB, which, you know, everybody had like a couple of runes here and there. He had two units of big old slayers with giant slayers and troll slayers mixed in. Molly crew, so additional hand weapons, gray weapons. And then a goblin hewer.
Nice.
And it was awesome. So, you know, Slaanesh demons and troll slayers. We were done in less than an hour.
I looked over. I think we just maybe finished deployment. We may have still been deploying. And he was already in combat with two units. And I was like, wow, yeah, I guess his opponent didn't know how far his charges are. You're going down the middle of a lane, sir.
I can't see the
lane.
It's
raining and dark. It's really hard to see the road.
Can't see
the
road.
So this is so safe.
We're doing great. But no, that game was awesome. Opponent was incredible. And we were done in less than an hour. And then an hour later, the pizza showed up. So we couldn't even enjoy the fruits of our spoils. But I absolutely lost. No, we drew. We drew, drawed. We drawed it.
We drewed.
We drewed that game. I lost by less than 300 points, so we had a draw.
Nice.
And we were playing the first scenario in match play with two objectives.
Three
objectives. Yep. A baggage train and quarters. Domination?
Yeah, domination.
No breathing. And, yeah, it came down to I scored more of the 3-point thingies than he did.
Nice.
That's what kept me alive.
Yeah, same.
Excuse me. But, yeah, turn one for him. He took turn one, and he moved up a whole bunch of stuff. And I was like, well, I'm going to charge things. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, my max charge is like 24. He was like, oh.
Oh, I'm dwarves. I don't know what that's like at all.
So, charge
my max charge is 4.
Right. Charge him with a whole bunch of things and kill some dwarves. And the amount of, what is it, attack back thingies? Death blow. That he succeeded on and I didn't save was ridiculous.
There's only strength 3.
It doesn't matter when he rolls good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And strength 3, it's AP 1, which I don't care about.
Yeah, being slash demons. What's it, armor?
No, doesn't care. But, yeah, he actually killed my Keeper of Secrets.
Aw.
And also...
Who would do such a thing?
Who would do such a thing? We'll find out later. He also killed my Big Ribbly Soul Grinder. Every single one of the last wounds that he got was with death blows. Because of stomps.
You stomped him and then he killed you?
Yes.
That's so brutal.
I was like, this is so dumb and awesome. So, you know, broke my favorite pair of stilettos on the Keeper of Secrets, and she was like, I'm out of here. I'm done with this.
Yikes.
It was so much fun.
Well, but who did she kill before that?
Almost nobody. No, she killed Ungrim.
Yeah, I was gonna say you killed Ungrim Ironfist.
Yeah, so I go
That's
in.
Kind of a big deal.
I was like, I'm not gonna challenge. He's like, I'm not going to either. And I went, okay. So I threw all 7 attacks into him.
Why didn't you just challenge then?
Because I didn't want him to accept with anybody else.
Oh, fair. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, instead of him choosing who accepts, you just put the attacks where you want.
Right. So I threw them all into Ungrim and killing blow. And he was like, I have a 5-up ward. And I went, okay. He failed it, and I was like, either a 5 or a 4. But I was like, yeah.
And then he killed you with death blow from
Ungrim. He killed me in death blow. Oh my gosh. But no, that was incredible. Not a lot really did anything else. The Hellflayer didn't really get a lot of wounds in, as well as the Secret Chariot. I should just drop that Secret Chariot because it doesn't really do much.
Doesn't seem to.
You know, and I think it, like, I could get a whole another unit of Seekers instead, and they are awesome.
Yeah, they're good.
They're real, real good. So, that was great. My magic sucks now that I only get a +2.
Yeah, magic is, it took a real hit after 1.5.
Yep.
So, it's like, I found either it's, when it works, it's great, and but it doesn't work a lot of the time.
Correct. I would say a majority. I think throughout the 3 games, I successfully casted 4 spells.
Wow.
Yep. Without exaggerating. So, and you know, a lot of the spells that list really relies on it, with her getting a -1 to hit her, plus Spectral Doppelganger. Doppelganger? I can't say it. I can't not say it.
Gabagabaga.
And I just cannot get those spells off. So all she has is a 5-up save, and having the -1 to hit her is needed.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Unless you just automatically hit her with strength 3, and then you kill her. trying to think of other highlights in that game.
Or lowlights.
Or lowlights, yeah. Demon Prince. Demon Prince is dope.
Yeah, he seems like your MVP a lot of the time.
He really is.
Because he can fly.
Yeah, legit. Fly 10 is stupid. But no, he was like, I'm sick and tired of that goblin hewer that shot at me once.
I'm going to go get him.
So he ate that, and then, oh my gosh, the Doomseekers. He charged his Doomseekers into me just so he didn't get the VPs. Or just so he could get the VPs for them dying. I was like, this
oh, yeah,
is...
yeah, that's the whole point of them.
I was like, this is stupid. So he, like, charged the Demon Prince, and I was like, please flub your rolls. And he was like, I'm going to eat the 6 face. And I was like, that's dumb. And then he charged, he kept charging into the Demonettes with the Doomseeker. And I was like, I'm going to challenge. So I only get 3 attacks against it. So hopefully it survives.
Oh, no.
And the first round, I didn't kill it. I did 1 wound, and he killed the champion back. And then I was like, I'm gonna challenge my herald. And she killed it. I was like, this is dumb! But it was good. It was such a good game.
He seemed like a great dude.
Oh, he was a phenomenal opponent. We were laughing the whole time. He goes, this is one of the best games of Old World I've ever played.
Right, we may not be great players, but you're gonna have a great time playing.
But I'm funny, damn it.
I'm funny and I'm cute. That's you. That's you.
No. It's both of us. But that was my first game. It was awesome. Tell me about yours.
I'm tired now after listening
Dude,
to that.
No, so
my
tired.
My first game was great too. I played against Ken, and he had Empire.
Heck yeah.
And he had Empire General on a Griffin, a Captain Battle Standard Bearer, and Engineer.
Yep.
Then he had a big block of Spears and a unit of 10 Knights.
Okay.
For a core. And then he had Demigriff Knights, 3 yep. of them, no command, just Lances. In full plate.
Honestly, that seems like the way to go.
Well, it kind of hurt him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And then he had 2 cannons, a Hellblaster,
yep.
where the Engineer joined, and a steam tank.
Ah, stinks.
Oh, and the detachment of, like, 8 handgunners with the spears.
Sure.
So, pretty good gun line.
Oh, yeah, you play dwarves. I forgot.
Yeah, dwarves with toughness 3. And a griffin. So then we, yeah, we had this, obviously we had the same scenario. So I ran up to grab 2 of the objectives right away, because I only had 2 core units anyway.
Yep.
And he was, like, scared to get on them, I think. He didn't want to get into combat with my stuff. And I had gutter runners kind of harassing him as well. So the demigryphs went up against the hell pit, and he charged me.
Okay.
Right? Yes. Because he was strength 6 the first round of combat. Because my hell pit, you know, 3d6 movement, I didn't roll. I rolled like 7 inches the first movement. So yeah. I was like, oh, shoot. Then he was pretty close. Easy charge. I think it was automatic charge. He was close enough. Like, I could have hit him if I'd rolled really well.
Yep.
But he did like 2 or 3 wounds to me, and I did 4 back.
Hell yeah.
With attacks and stomps. We tied.
And he didn't have a musician. Guess what, Brooks?
Right? So I'm pretty sure he tied that first one. Meanwhile, the gutter runners and poison wind globadeers took out a unit of pistoliers.
Nice.
They panicked off the board. I think he went off the board in his next turn, but yep. They killed 4 to 5 of the pistoliers because they were the closest thing.
Hell yeah.
And then they moved up, and they were really, you know, threatening his left flank, where he had a cannon and his knights, which was like perfect targets for the wind globadiers, which yep. I put them there.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, the middle of the board is just kind of hanging out. My warp lightning cannon didn't do much that game. I had it like right in the middle.
I wonder what that's like.
And it was zapping a couple things here and there. I'm trying to think. Oh, I was trying to take wounds off the steam tank, I think. It didn't really do much of any. Oh, it did. It helped out a little bit later on. So eventually the hell pit and the demigryphs fought to like a standstill. And he finally, they kept tying. Or, like, I think I won 1 round and he gave ground or whatever. But eventually they did finally kill the hell pit. I guess I didn't make a single regeneration save the entire day.
Yeah, it seems like a theme.
Oh my god, I was so annoyed. That I just couldn't, like, I've made so many. And, because I think it died every game. Did you kill it?
No.
Oh, apparently. So, you know, it failed at least 12 regeneration saves. Didn't pass any.
I don't think it wounded
so,
one.
So frustrating. And then it didn't fall on anything, and then it didn't get back up either. I rolled a 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So then the warp lightning cannon turned and zapped the crap out of that demigryph knight. just feathers left, you know.
Poof.
Gutter runners were awesome. I had 1 unit charge into the cannon, take that out, and then charge into the flank of knights that had been decimated by poison wind globes.
Yeah.
There were 4 left at that point out of the 10. So...
Dang.
Yeah, they killed a ton. I think I may have killed a couple with the warp lightning cannon, too. I forget. But I know when they charged in, there were only 4 or 5.
Yep.
And then I killed a couple in combat, and eventually got them down to 1. And he got away from me before the game was over. I couldn't kill that last 1.
Oh, that's so many points.
His steam tank just wrecked me. I couldn't do anything against the steam tank. He just charged. I did a little bit of shenanigans with, like, fire and flee and feigned flight to get away and try to plink off some wounds with poison. He did more damage to it than I did because he kept rolling 1s for his steam points. It got down to 7 wounds. I don't think I did any. I think I may have done 1 in the last turn with poison with one of the units of gutter runners.
Does it start with 10?
Yeah.
Blech.
Yeah, I think it may have gotten down to 7. It did run down my storm vermin at one point because they were just getting shot to pieces with cannons.
Yep.
And the Hellblaster was doing really well, and I just couldn't get to him. I was playing a little too defensively, sitting on the points, because I'm like, I'm scoring 60 points every turn. He's scoring none.
Right.
From those, which is the only reason why I ended up in a draw. I don't know if I've ever played a game this close. I ended up 1,006 points.
Yeah.
He ended up with 1,010.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Incredibly close. But best coast pairings is obnoxious. It just counts it as a win and for him and a loss for me because it doesn't record draws, which is ridiculous because that's a huge part of this game.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. But so we definitely had a draw there. I was able to run away from his griffin, and he didn't do anything. He was scared of the storm vermin with the griffin, so he didn't get that in the combat until he tried to get in the combat at the very end, and I ran away with the poison wind globes.
Sure.
Yeah, flee. So yeah, super close draw. Really great game. Ken was a good dude. He had these awesome dice he had gotten from an event in Kansas.
Oh, wow.
That have a flying monkey on it. I remember it was Kansas because they were like, flying monkey, Wizard
That's
of Oz.
He's screaming monkey.
That, so every time you roll a six, he'd go, monkey! I loved it. It was so great. So really good game. Also a draw. So then round two, I got matched up against this idiot who just laughed the whole time.
Yeah, I can't remember what my round two opponent's name was as well.
I'm pretty sure he was Tyler. That's what I played Tyler.
No, there was a Tyler. Yeah, we got to fight each other.
Yeah, we got matched up round two, which Anthony felt bad. And like, no, we're actually excited because we haven't played since October.
Yeah,
we haven't played in like 3 months.
Legit.
So it was pretty exciting. And we ended up playing the same table I was on the first game.
Yeah.
And this time we had two secondary objectives.
Yes.
And table quarters.
Yes.
Was it for second, and then just, you know, victory points as usual.
No, breakpoint.
And breakpoint. Well, that was the end of the game.
Yep.
You know, game end was breakpoint.
Yeah, yeah, but it didn't matter because it didn't matter with points, but
it didn't matter.
Hey, turns out, folks, breakpoint, if you break your opponent, you get 500 extra BPs.
Yeah, we kind of, I didn't realize that till the end.
Yeah.
So,
a little brutal.
I will say, I'll just say it right out, the game was 100% Skaven.
Yeah. Yep.
They just went to town.
Extremely one-sided.
I will also say, I feel bad that after the game was over,
Dan's a dirty cheater!
I did realize at least a few, I may have remembered the first time and then forgot other rounds, but I did forget at least a few times that to include the multiple shot penalty for my throwing weapons on my gutter runners.
So what Dan's trying to say is I actually won.
Yeah, absolutely. I need to give you another hug as a sorry.
I bought you a pack of magic cards.
You did? Thank you. Oh, yeah, we made a bet before the event even started because they had magic packs in stock, and we said if we get matched up, Taylor's like, whoever loses have to buy the winner one of these collector packs for the Avatar set. And I went, no, that's $50. I'm not doing that. And I was like, I will absolutely say one of the other packs.
Yeah.
Like a regular Avatar play booster, because that's $5. Like,
yeah,
that's fine. I will absolutely make that bet. So gutter runners were MVP.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yes.
Even if I had played the rule properly, there would have been a few less hits, it probably would have been a one turn longer game.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't think would have mattered in the end, because turn one, I won the roll off, even though you got plus one because I had scouts and you didn't. And I'm like, well, I'm gonna go first.
Yep.
I'm not gonna move. I had one unit of gutter runners move up so I could throw stuff at a unit of seekers he had way on the flank. They killed 4 out of 5 of them with their garbage. I just kept saying, they're throwing garbage at you. And the warp lightning cannon was like, hey, I see a big old large target there. So I'm going to zap that keeper of secrets. 3 wounds.
Yeah, strength 8.
Boom, half dead.
I was like, oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And then I was like, my turn's done. He's like, really? Yup. I'm not getting closer to you. I know how this army plays.
Yeah, once you've fought the gimmick, you understand the gimmick.
Yeah. So, I think I may have scooted up something a little bit. Like the poison wind globes or something, because they were way on the flank.
Yeah.
Because we had the deployment. We couldn't deploy within 6 inches of either of your short table edges.
Sorry, bud. Sorry, pal. Cutting somebody off.
You didn't cut him off.
F that guy.
That's not what I meant.
Learn how to drive.
Yeah, and then he, you know, rushed up to me, as Slash does.
Yep.
And I was real scared.
He peed a little.
I peed my pants a little bit. You did?
I did. I saw you pee
your
pants.
The table was tall enough.
And then that was it.
And then the game was all Skaven from then on out.
I think I casted the Column of Crystal at some point, maybe, but then it didn't happen.
It didn't matter.
Nothing happened.
No, it did stop my hell pit. I just walked up to it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just kind of ran into it and started biting it, chewing on the crystal.
And then you killed the keeper in turn two, and it just disappeared.
Turn two, the gutter runners two units of Gutter Runners run up to the Keeper of Secrets and just throw so much garbage at it, it dies. Poison, even though it's been nerfed, is still decent.
Good.
It's still okay.
Yeah.
It's just not as good, obviously. But with 20 shots, with 10 dudes with throwing weapons, is good.
Yeah, it turns out.
I think the one turn I had 5 poison hits or something.
Yeah, it was insane.
I rolled crazy good. I did have one low moment when my poison wind globadeers made 10 shots at the soul grinder and got one single hit.
Yeah.
That turned into D3, which was 2, and then did no damage.
Yep.
That was like, oh, things are not going well. And then I rolled the other shots, and then things were going very well. So, yeah, his Keeper of Secrets died on top of turn 2.
I was like, okay.
It got one turn.
Here we go.
Yeah, and then it just kind of continued from there. My Gutter Runners surrounded his one big unit of Demonettes and threw stuff at him until there were, like, 8 left.
Yeah.
And then you charged me, and I was like, I'm going to stay and shoot, because I can. You're right there.
Plank a couple more off.
Yep, I think you had, what, 7?
Yeah.
Or 6 or 7 left?
6 or 7.
By the time they got into combat. So you killed a bunch, but at that point,
it didn't matter.
It didn't really matter. The Soul Grinder was doing well against the they charged into unit of Spear Clan Rats with the BSB, and was just kind of grinding them down slowly. Like, you were winning combat, but not by... No, you lost combat the first round.
I did, yeah, you're right.
We tied.
Uh-huh.
Because you killed 6, and I had 6 points of combat res because there was a BSB in there.
Yep.
And then I had a musician, so I won combat.
It's funny how that works.
And he just gave ground.
Yeah.
Nowhere, because there were seekers directly behind him.
I did it on purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I charged conga line seekers into the warlock engineer.
Wait, before that, though, the warlock engineer had only one spell. He had the pillar of fire.
Yep.
And I'd recast it turn 2 to get in a different spot. So started Taylor's turn 2, rolled for it, and it went right through his demon prince, my doom wheel, unit of Storm Vermin,
yep,
and the Doom Flayer,
yeah,
all at once.
Did so much damage to himself.
Did nothing to the Demon Prince, I'm pretty sure.
Yep.
Killed like 3 or 4 Storm Vermin.
Yeah.
And I think...
Killed the weapon team.
I think it finished off the weapon team.
Yep.
And
it's
then maybe even done a wound to the Doom Wheel. It did so much damage.
It did do it.
It was insane, but all to me, which I didn't... I wasn't worried about it at that point, because things were going so well. I had thrown stuff at killing... I killed both chariots at this point. The Hell Pit had charged into a Hell Flayer and killed it, because I had one wound left.
from the poison garbage?
I think it was from the Warp Lightning Cannon turn 2.
Oh,
I shot
right,
it,
yeah,
or something
right,
like that. But yeah, eventually, there was not much left for the demons, and then Taylor was like, oh, you broke me.
Oh, yeah, I was yeah, by the way, breakpoint.
I think it was... after your turn 2,
yeah,
you were already broken because I had killed...
Yeah, because I had like 5 demonettes left with the Herald.
Yeah.
And then only the Soul Grinder and the Demon Prince left.
Yeah, I think it may have been my turn 3. I think I took out the last of the Seekers, maybe, or enough of the Seekers, because his breakpoint was 14... unit strength, and getting rid of all those chariots was a huge, and then most of the demonettes was massive.
Yep.
And I was like, we were like, oh, we literally had an hour and 15 minutes left of the round.
Yeah. Turns out, I'm a quick player.
So we just hung out, and Taylor is a gentleman, of course, so he stuck to the bet, and he bought me a pack Outlaws of Thunder Junction, which was cool. I'm sure most people on the podcast don't care about it, so it was very nice of him to do that. I'm losing my voice.
Dude, same.
We are going to stop for dinner in a moment, so we're going to take a short intermission here before we talk about our third game so we can get some drinks and get some voice back.
And I'll tell you something that happened to me twice that has never happened to me before playing Demons. And I'm pissed off about it, but it was awesome. So we'll see you guys in a minute.
All right, bye. I don't know what I'm saying bye. You're going to... This guy can be any time for you.
Oh, no, you got
to... I got to go back to the app. Oh, God, stop. So, yeah, there's a chance that all that didn't record because the phone was on sleep, I guess. I don't know. But we're back after we had some Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
And put some gas in the car.
Gas in our bellies and gas in the car.
And Taylor just burped real loud before
it's
I hit resume.
Again. It's going to happen again.
So we're going to talk about our last games, and I want to try to remember to talk about, like, what we would do if we were to bring these lists to another event. What would we change?
Yep.
So we'll talk about your last game against...
No, you go first.
Okay. If you want. So last game, I got paired up against Lizard Men.
That's a weird name.
That was the army. It was... His name was Jackson.
Five.
Yeah. He was Jackson Five. He was, like, the kid at the tournament, right? Yeah. He was 13.
Yep.
So... You know, luckily I know how to interact with kids. He was a very good player.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Very skilled. He had 3 units of 10 skinks, all scouted.
Awful.
He had a unit of 3 Croxagore.
That's so weird.
That were hanging out with the skinks, basically, or near the skinks, some of the skinks.
Yeah.
And then he had a slan that was pimped out.
Oh, really?
Because we were using the Renegade rules for Legends armies.
Oh, yeah.
His slan was ridiculous. It was ethereal.
Yep.
Fly 8.
Gross.
And it was also the Battle Standard Bearer, and counts as having a War Banner.
Gross.
So it's just +2 combat res.
He's near stuff, right?
Huh?
If he's near stuff?
I guess just on his own.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't even in a unit. He flew around and just killed stuff.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Well, try to.
No, like, he doesn't confer the bonus to things around him, right?
I don't believe... No. Well, as a BSB, he allows rerolls.
I mean the combat res.
I don't think so.
All right, cool. I don't know how this game works.
I'm not sure. I'd have to double check. I haven't really read the Renegade Lizardmen rules because I wasn't playing Lizardmen.
Why not?
I feel like there was something else he could do because I was like, he can do all that? Because Ethereal, Fly, I'll try to remember later. And then he had a Ancient Stegodon with Engine of the Gods.
Nice.
And then he had I don't even know how many Saurus, at least 30 block of Saurus with 2 Old Bloods.
I don't know if you know this, but those are an S-tier unit.
Yeah, they certainly are. They didn't get combat because he didn't move them the whole game, and I wasn't going to go near him. I was like, nope, not even... Gonna mess with it, especially with 2 Old Bloods. I was like, you can have 2 Old Bloods and a slan? And he was like, yeah, the slan is like 0 to 1, and then the Old Bloods are 0 to 1 per 1,000.
Jeepers.
But you can't have two, well, I guess in Renegades, maybe you could have an Old Blood and 2 Skink Priests.
Sure, yeah.
Because you can't in regular Lizard Men rules.
So ridiculous.
Which is stupid. But, and then his slan had illusion, so he could have, Spectral Doppelganger, because he gave him that... I think it's the new weapon that you always wound on 3s.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Right?
Cool,
so, cool. AP, like, 3. That new hammer.
Yep.
We talked about last time, which was like, okay, I don't want to fight the slan now. So, yeah, he plopped the giant Unitosaurus right in the middle behind his line. But no one's like, okay, ignoring that. I had I actually had a hill in my deployment zone, so I put the warp landing cannon on that. It had a line of sight to his Stegodon, the big Blockosaurus, and the slan.
Yep.
And then because he deployed, because his deployment was Saurus, Stegodon, Croxagore characters.
Okay.
And then 3 units of scouts.
Dang.
All right. So. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. So I had my Storm Vermin way on my left flank. Oh, this one we had 4 secondary objectives and Baggage Train.
Yeah.
I had the Doom Wheel and... Just the Doom Wheel over there with them. And the Engineer.
Okay.
And then I had the Clan Rats on my right flank to try to... I wanted to grab both the middle points.
Yeah, and this was Encirclement.
Yeah. Because
yep.
He only had one... Well, he had... I guess he had 4 core units with, if you count the skanks. He said they couldn't hold objectives. I'm not sure why. I'd have to double-check why that is. They might have another rule I forgot about or something. Because they're definitely core, so I'm not sure. He had the 1 unit of Saurus that he just sat on his back objective to score that. So I was like, well, I'll score 2 of these objectives every turn.
Yep.
And be ahead on that on those points. And then I didn't really know what to do with the poison wind globes, because I was like, well, they could try to get up to the Stegodon, but it's got the Engine of the Gods, so it's just basically fireballing me to death all the time. So they didn't really do anything. They literally did nothing. They got shot by the Engine of the Gods a bunch of times. They kept fleeing and then actually kept rallying and then getting shot again and then running away again. They rallied twice.
Jeepers.
Before they got down to one dude.
Leadership four.
So funny. And the hell pit was on the right flank as well.
Yep.
Because I wanted the hell pit to get it. I wanted it to charge into the Stegodon. Because I thought... Because it wasn't going to go near the Saurus.
No.
And it couldn't hurt the Slan.
Yep.
Because it didn't have magical attacks. Or no, it did have magical attacks.
Help.
Oh, shoot. Why didn't I go towards the Slan?
Because it can wound you on a 3-up.
Yeah, I don't care. I could have killed... Oh, I totally forgot.
You're a big dumb idiot.
Yeah, I am a dumb idiot. So, I got first turn. Because I got plus one, and I rolled a one.
Yep.
So, yeah, three units of scouts. I only had two. So I rolled a one, so I got a two. And he rolled a one. So I went first. Threw a bunch of garbage at his Croxagores with my gutter runners. Mm-hmm. Killed one, which was great. And then my other gunner runners threw a bunch of garbage at his Stegodon, did nothing. And then my warp lightning the Doom Wheel tried to shoot some skinks, but couldn't quite reach them, and it didn't scatter the right way.
Sure.
And then my engineer tried to warp lightning them, but he broke a tooth on a piece of warp stone, and I rolled a one, and I failed the casting roll, even with it. So I took a wound. And I was like, okay, well, not great, but he can't target him, it'll be okay. Where are we? What is this construction?
They're replacing the bridge.
This is new?
Yeah.
They have to build a whole new bridge to build a new bridge.
Yep.
It's so ridiculous. I haven't been through this town in a while, apparently. And then Warp Lightning Cannon has a bead on the Stegodon. Misfire.
Oh, no. Did it kaboom?
So I rolled a two, which we had learned Black Powder Misfire chart is you take a wound and you can't shoot this turn or next.
Yep.
Later in the game, I realized that's not what it does on a Warp Lightning Cannon. I totally forgot.
Uh-oh.
It has a slightly different chart. I was thinking just Black Powder at that point, because third game, tired. I was like, yeah, whatever. I'm trying to go quick, because he was getting very distracted.
Sure.
Because his dad was playing on the next table, and he was trying to, you know... trash talk his dad from the next table over, which I appreciated.
Absolutely.
As a dad, I thought it was great. So I was trying to play kind of quick. Totally forgot it had its own misfire chart. Whoops. It should have done the thing where it shoots in a random direction.
Oh, yeah.
So I could have hit something. I probably would have hit my own guys, but it shouldn't have just not shot that turn or next. I realized later. So it's like, whatever. So his first turn, he throws a bunch of javelins at me. Doesn't really do anything. Charges his... Croxagores at the one unit of Gutter Runners because they've got skirmish. The Croxagores do, I guess, in Renegade. I stay in a shoot and I kill another one?
Yep.
No, not quite. I didn't kill another one yet. And he charges them with that and another unit of Skinks. So the Gutter Runners get totally overrun. He does a bunch of magic and stuff at the other unit of Gutter Runners,
But the MVPs, Dan!
I know, but they were like tanking a ton. I'm like, yeah, cast all these spells at my gutter runners. The rest of my stuff's not getting hurt, so that's fine. So the unit on my right flank that was by the Stegodon was, like, just getting obliterated by Stegodon, blowpipes.
Yep,
javelins from the Skinks, and then the Engine of the Gods is essentially Fireball, but it's power level 3?
Ugh.
He said that, and I was like, what?
Ugh.
What?
That's brutal.
Power level 3? So, like, the first roll, he's like, it's an 11. And I was like, God, what? I can't fade at that. I didn't stop it one time. He cast it every turn. I think he made it every turn because it's power level 3, and I couldn't dispel it.
That's so
he
brutal.
Was just obliterated. This thing was just basically getting a free fireball every turn.
Yeah, screw that.
And I was like, ugh, it was rough.
Especially with the new changes to magic, that's brutal.
Right? Why is it not power level 1? Renegade, what the heck? This is ridiculous. I lost my train of thought. So, yeah, that was his turn one. Not a ton. So, the one unit of Gunrunners was fleeing, and the other unit fell back from combat. He didn't follow them up.
Yep.
They got away from them. He couldn't catch them because they fell back in good order.
Fabigo.
My turn two, the Doom Wheel charges into a unit of Skinks. Charges in quotes. He wanted to stand and shoot, and I was like, nope. And he was like, oh yeah, random movement. And he was cool about it. Because I was like, I don't need more javelins at me. I think that Doom hadn't taken any damage yet. The hell pit moves up like 6 inches, and I was like, great. So now you're just gonna get charged by the Stegodon and die, or whatever. Magic to death by the slan, you idiot. Can't shoot the Warp Lightning Cannon, I thought. So turn two, not much happened. The Doom Wheel takes out that unit of skinks, no problem.
Yeah.
Doesn't quite go off the board though, because I did say I chased him. The skinks ran off the board, but the Doom Wheel didn't quite. So I was like, great, he's still there. His turn two, he charges those. I can't remember exactly how it worked. He had one Croxagore left that ran away, and the other skinks like surrounded my gutter runners and was just throwing javelins at him until they died.
Yep.
I can't remember if he killed them that turn or the next, but eventually they went down. So like, they did some work. Didn't get their points back, but they distracted him for a long time.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked. And then his slan was. The slant charged my poison wind globes because they were like right in the middle of the board.
Gotcha.
I thought maybe I'll get. I was like, next turn I'll get like right at 9 inches and throw a bunch of globes at the Saurus and try to kill some.
Yeah.
Maybe. So that's when I found out it was flying and ethereal and had swift stride. That was the other one.
Oh, gotcha.
I was like, it has fly 8 and swift stride and it's a slant and it's ethereal. I'm like, what? What? So I fled from it, and he was like, why would you flee? I was like, so I don't die. I'm like, I'm going to flee, and you're not going to catch me. They fled like 9 inches, because yeah. Plus one. And he was like, aw, man. So then his slam moves up like 5.
I want to hit you with my big hammer.
Right? And I was like, no, thank you. And then, let's see what else. Not much happened that turn. I think he got my other unit of gutter runners down to 1. They were also stupid, because from a spell... Didn't matter because they were fleeing. I totally forgot about that guy because I couldn't see him past a forest. So later he reminded me and I was like, oh yeah, he's over there. I was like, oh, this turn he didn't rally because he needs double ones and he goes this far. And then this turn he didn't rally and now he's off the table. Okay, good. Didn't matter. So my turn three, Doomwheel doesn't quite get into combat with its roll with another unit of skinks that are just throwing javelins at my storm vermin ineffectually, which was nice. I actually made armor saves.
This triangle?
We are in triangle.
I hate this town.
I hate this town because of the stupid speed limit.
It's so dumb.
Then you go back up another really steep hill after
stupid
going 40.
Triangle.
Anybody that lives around here would understand, but nobody does that lives that listens. He had done a bunch of damage to the hell pit now from like that fireball and javelins and stuff.
Yeah.
He'd done 3 or 4 wounds to it. And I'm like, all right, Warp Lightning Cannon. Let's get this job done. Misfire. I was like, come on. Like, I'm just getting frustrated at this point. Because it's like, I rolled another 2 thinking, and then I did the same thing. I thought I couldn't shoot it the next turn either.
Done for the rest
so
of the game.
4 turns, nothing except doing 2 wounds to itself. Again, realizing later that that was incorrect. But, oops. Let's see, there wasn't, again, not too much. I actually popped the assassin out in my start of turn phase because I wanted it to do something.
Dang.
It popped out and threw some garbage at skinks and killed one, I think.
Did you put it in the storm bremen again?
Yeah. So I just had it show up when it wasn't. It was like, if these guys get in combat, I probably did something wrong or they're killing skinks.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to get close enough to make skink charge feasible without him just fleeing.
Yep.
So then the Warp Lightning Cannon tries to drop some more. I think I forgot to do templates that round now that I think about it. No! I rolled so many misfires because that was like, I'm going to drop 3 templates right here. I rolled a direct hit, direct hit, direct hit, actually.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, oh, it's 9 hits. And then I reread the rules and I was like, oh, I got to roll the artillery for each one.
For sure.
Right? Misfire. Takes a wound. Great. Second one, misfire, takes a wound. Come on, now it's down 2. Third hit is like strength 6. Yeah, I killed 2 or 3 of them. And I was like, all right, at least I did something. It would have been nice if I didn't roll any. If, even one misfire there would have been okay versus
4 misfires, 2 out of 3.
Like, come on, I got 3. It's rolling 3 direct hits and following up with 2 misfires.
I forgot from our game, you used the stupid warp fire thrower once, misfires, rolls a 2. Turns her, just can't shoot that turn her.
Because that one actually follows the black powder misfire chart.
Black fire.
The black fire chart. So it was that was really frustrating too. So I'm like, I'm just rolling so many misfires. And like, yes, it's Skaven. You have to expect that. But at this time, I'm rolling 4 misfires out of like 6 rolls, 5 rolls. Like, come on, that's unheard of.
Nobody else rolls 4 ones except for Tim.
Yeah. Right. So then his turn 3 at this point, he, gets the slant. Oh, I also shot my warp fire thrower at his Saurus.
Yeah.
And I killed 1, and I was like, they get to panic now. And he's like, what? And I was like, yeah, it's got the thing. And of course he passed because...
God, could you imagine that?
I was like, what are the, like, how, I mean, I would have won easily.
Yeah,
because he had so many, he had over 1,000 points in that unit, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God.
I was like, just the off chance you actually fail this, because they were so close to the edge, they would have gone off the board.
Yeah.
Automatically, because they would have had to pivot away from where the
warfire
was, and then it would have been off the board. So it was like, there's a chance, I'm going to go for it.
Oh my gosh, that would have been awesome.
It would have been really funny. It killed 1, even though I got 9 partials. The template actually landed on the unit pretty perfectly, but I did 1 wound, whatever, they didn't flee. His slant then charges the warp fire thrower, and I was like, okay, you're too close with your movement 8. I'm not going to flee. He kills it, no problem with all that extra stuff. Well, he's got 1 attack, so he has to get the spell off to really do any damage.
It has 1 attack?
Yeah. With, like, weapon skill 3. Because it's a skin contender, right?
Which if you doppeldong it, yeah, then who cares?
And then it's good. So then he overruns into my unit of clan rats, and I'm like, crap. I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Because if he does, if he wrecks these clan rats, I'm going to be losing these secondary points that I'm up on, because I'm getting 60 every turn. He's only getting 30. Like, I need this, because I'm not killing a lot, because he's got so many points in that one unit I'm not touching. My turn 3, the Doom Wheel crashes into that other unit of skinks, takes him out, no problem. So it's killed, it's gotten its points back at this point. It's killed 2 units of 10 skinks.
Yep.
The assassin moves out of the unit of Storm Vermin, throws stuff at the last Croxagore, kills it.
Hell yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
Take, eat my garbage.
And I was like, all right, Warp Lightning Cannon. We couldn't shoot last turn, so we're going to shoot this turn. Misfire. I was like, are you kidding me? 3 in a row? And I was like, trying not to be mad. Because like, I don't want him to think I'm mad at him. Yeah. I'm not mad at my opponent at all. I'm mad at my stupid dice. Like, are you serious? Another one? What happened?
That's a throw the die moment.
And that's when I rolled like a... I think I rolled a 4 or 5. And then I looked at the chart, and that's when I realized it had its own chart, and I was like, oh, crap, I did this wrong. It's way too late to change things now.
Yeah, naturally.
So I just didn't say anything about it and had it do its thing. This time, it was just nothing happens.
Yep.
It doesn't hurt itself, but it doesn't shoot either. So it did nothing.
Idiot.
And I forgot, the last turn, my Hell Pit did finally get into combat with the... Stegodon.
Yep.
Got it to 2 wounds left.
Okay.
And then died. Oh, because it did wounds because it fell on him. He rolled timber, and I won the roll off, and it landed on him, and that's what did wounds.
Finally.
Because it just does its strength at AP 2, D6 hits.
Yeah.
Or D6 plus 1. I think that's where all my wounds came from, because he just flubbed completely. So funny. And then he was like, if you get back up, because I told him about too horrible to die, and rolled another like 2 or 3, so nothing happened again.
So crap.
But yeah, again, didn't do a single ward regen. I failed every single one. I was like, could you make any?
That's the theme of the day.
Oh my God, the entire day it didn't make a single regen. Like, yeah, it's a 5 up, but like, it shouldn't make any of them. So the Stegodon's got 2 wounds left, and I'm like, Warp Lightning Cannon's got this thing in its sights.
Misfire.
And that's why I was so annoyed, because I was like, that thing's like 240 points.
Yeah.
Like, if the Warp Lightning Cannon hit it, I'd almost certainly kill it. Come on. If I wounded it, it's dead, because it's D3 plus 1 wounds.
Yep.
So I was so frustrated that it was another misfire. So then, not much else happens. On his next turn, the Slan charges the Warp Lightning Cannon.
Okay.
Which I thought was... Oh, so the Slan was in combat with the rats, right?
Yeah. We tie combat. And
I... musician?
I win combat because of a musician.
Oh my gosh, Brooks. Get
yeah.
wrecked.
So he did a bunch of damage with the Slan. I didn't do any bad because I couldn't hurt him. And I won combat res. And he was like, okay. So he, like, bounced off. I didn't follow up because I wasn't going to get back into combat with that thing. So then he charges the Warp Lightning Cannon. And I was like, okay, he's not doing anything anyway. I don't care.
Kill it.
Doesn't kill it. Doesn't kill the Warp Lightning Cannon. Even though I had one wound left, he whiffed his one attack and then didn't get the spell off.
Heck yeah.
He rolled, like, a 5 total. Plus, he rolled, like, a 7 total. And he was like, oh, okay.
Well,
but I still lost the combat because he's a battle standard bearer.
Sure.
So yeah. it flees. It didn't go off the table. It's half an inch from the table edge. And he didn't catch it. And I was like, is it alive?
Big fat fatty Slan didn't get there in time.
So then end of round. Oh, and then his the other unit, the last unit of Skinks he had that were by the Croxagores in the beginning, moved up and just threw a bunch of javelins at the Doom Wheel. At this point, I had one wound left. I forget where it took another wound from, probably myself.
Yep.
And then he ended up killing it, finally. Or maybe I charged in and they killed it in combat. I don't remember. It doesn't really matter. He killed the Doom Wheel finally, and I was like, it got its points back, so yeah. I'm okay with that. Not the end of the world. But then it's random turn length. So
oh,
I
yeah.
explained to him how it works. And he's like, I really want another turn. And I was like, I don't know. I don't think I want another turn. I don't know. I'm really not sure. Because that Slan is a huge pain, but maybe I could do something to that Stegodon somehow.
Sure.
I don't know. I was like, I gotta find a way to get some points. He rolls a 5, so the game's over.
Yep.
Tally it all up. He scores like 1,300 total with extra points and whatnot.
Yep.
I helped him total up my points, and I got like 850.
Oof.
Because I scored... what, 600 points from the secondary objectives, because I had two of them every turn, and it was 5 rounds, so it was 10 turns.
Yeah.
You know, 600 points. I got like 250 points from killing stuff, because I killed 2 units of Skinks and the Croxagores.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I was like, oh.
I know how that feels.
Right? And he also got 100 for defending his
thingy.
The baggage train I didn't get for that because I'd moved away from it to score the other points, which now I'm realizing I guess I could have held the clan rats back to score my home one and maybe the baggage train at the end.
Sure.
But then he probably would have been more aggressive to go after that unit, and there's a better chance they would have died. I was trying to keep spread out to keep him spread out so he couldn't focus like that big unit on anything.
Yeah.
Which almost worked. And we were talking about it a bit at the end of the game. He was like, I think you would have had that game if the dice didn't screw you over. And I was like, I kind of agree. Because if I had killed that Stegodon...
Yeah, I mean, one Warp Lightning shot.
One Warp Lightning... yeah, because, like, that was the only time it ever misfired. I think it misfired once against you, maybe. But it had a really good track record until that game. Until it misfired 3 times in a row. You know, also realized, you know, boneheaded move, I could have gotten 2 more shots from it. If I had remembered to look at the right chart. So, advice that's on me.
Clan Pestilence got in your head. Screwed you over.
Traitors.
Yep.
But it was a good game. He was a good kid. We had a good time. You know, we shook on it at the end and everything. You know, like I said, I had nothing against him. I was just upset with my dice being that brutal.
Well.
So, how did your last game go?
I played Vampire Counts.
No, you played demons.
Oh, every time. It happens to me every time. I always forget what they're called. bonus name.
You must get a spit take out of me there. Don't interrupt my Purple Mountain Dew.
Dude, it's so good.
Oh, it's great.
Opponent's name was Max. I remember this guy.
Hey, Max.
Hi, Max. Love you.
If you're listening, you seem like a cool dude. Wish I got to play you.
Yeah, he was a blast.
Except for those Blood Knights. I don't want to fight those.
So, vampire accounts are very fair and balanced.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Very undead in general are very balanced
very
in this
fair
game.
And balanced, yes. we're going to Quentin Tarantino this, all right?
Oh, start at the end, I mean?
Yeah. So, I don't remember the exact point values, but it was somewhere around 1,700 to 400.
Wow, you really killed a lot of vampires.
I sure didn't.
Demons had a rough go today.
I went real fast, and I died quickly. It was fun.
Yeah.
So he got first turn, I'm pretty sure, and he was very wary. He starts asking. He's like, so how fast does everything go? I was like, everything is at base move 8, except for these 7 things, which are move 9. And they all have Swift Stride. They all have +1 charge. And he was like, oh.
Oh, and also this guy was real new player, right? Yeah. He's only been playing for a few months. He's got like half a dozen games under his belt at this point.
Yeah, I think he said that all 3 games today were games 7, 8, and 9 for him. And I was like, oh, same.
of old world.
Of old world, yeah. So anyways, he starts pointing at things. And he's like, so what's that's max charge range? And I was like, the Seekers, 24. And he goes, okay, what's that's max charge range? I was like, the Keeper Seekers, 21. He goes, what? Why? I don't know, man. I just work here. Or 23. He's like, that's insane. I was like, yeah, I go fast. I do smash. What do you want?
You said that a lot today.
I said it a lot. So, we've got this weird little deployment thing because there's big, like, rock towers that are hanging out all over the place. And he deploys some bats behind that. And then he deploys dogs at that Vanguard somewhere else. And he deploys them real close, and I'm like, you know what, I'll go over there, I'll charge the stupid dogs. And I missed with the chariot, and then got in with the Seekers, and ate the dogs up.
Nom 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 nom.
Nom 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 nom. And then I also killed a level 3 or 4 Necromancer.
Nom nom nom.
And that was it.
Oh, nice.
That's all I killed. All I killed the whole game.
Oh. You even killed the dead stuff. You killed the Necromancer. He's alive.
I killed the, he needed to lose 1 more Blood Knight, and then they would have been under 25%. But, dude, he just, you resurrect 3 of them a turn.
Ugh.
At least, you know what I mean?
It was so gross.
It's so gross. And this guy could not make a regen save to save his life, the poor dude.
I was saying that building is, like, cursed. It just doesn't like regen saves.
It was insane. He made a couple, but none of them were crucial. And he's like, I don't understand. I was like, dude, I have the same demon save, and I am a king at making those, so I don't understand. I'm so sorry. But, yeah, so I have that weird deployment thing, and I deploy Seekers on the opposite flanks, because that's what you do with them, especially when you're doing 4 objectives.
Yeah.
And then I have the Demonettes sort of to the center, more to the left. And then to their left, I put the Soul Grinder. And then I put the Demon Prince. Dragon Princes.
High Elves were there today.
I started playing some High Elves as well during that game. Yeah, Slaanesh. I love everybody. put the Demon Prince kind of like right behind the Soul Grinder. Because I was like, he's going to be obnoxious and fly all over the place and shoot bolts at people and whatnot, right? Signature spell for Demonology. Nice. 2d6 strength, 4 AP, 1.
So you just said so many things, and my brain's tired. What?
Signature spell.
Of Demonology is real nice?
Yeah. Real nice.
Okay.
It's 2d6 strength, 4 AP, 1 hits.
2d6 strength, 4.
18 inches.
Wow, that's like a fireball.
Yeah, it's really
good.
What's
the AP on it?
What?
Any? Better than Fireball.
It's better than Fireball. It's the best. But anyways, they might have changed it, but I don't remember. And I went by the cards because I'm a cheater. And it didn't matter.
It don't matter.
It don't matter, Lieutenant Dan. And then square in the middle, I got the Keeper Secrets. And to her right... No, the Soul Grinder was to her right.
You're a Soul Grinder.
I'm thinking about the game with you.
The Soul Grinder was on your left against me.
Yeah, so no, the Soul Grinder was on the right of the Keeper Secret, so towards the right flank, and then Hellflayer all the way over to the right next to the Seekers. Spoiler alert, Hellflayer dies.
Aww.
Like turn 2.
Aww.
So does the Keeper of Secrets.
Oh no, dies no, it lasted 2. Longer than that.
No, she was dead.
After
your game again, damn it.
It was after my game I went over and she was still alive.
Yeah. I'm thinking of our game.
So we're not talking about that game now.
We're not on that game no more. So yeah, I charge in on my turn 1, kill the dogs with the Seekers.
Bark.
Bark, bark. No more barks. And then the Seekers and the Demonettes just kind of sit on the 3 objectives for like 4 turns in a row.
As they should.
So at the end of his first turn, I get 30 points for the Demonettes. And then... the end of my turn until the end of, like, turn four, I get 90 points every twice a turn.
You nice.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Twice
so
around.
That's most of my points. So maybe I was in, like, the 700s or something like that. Can't remember exact point values. It doesn't matter.
It don't matter.
It don't matter, Lieutenant Day. Yeah, because he beat me by 1,000. So 1,700 to 700.
Ah.
So at some point, I think to myself, there's no way that I can fail a casting roll again.
Yeah.
And it was I was wrong.
You got to make them sometime.
No.
No?
The only, I casted one glittering robe, never got into combat. I casted column.
Don't speed through Coventry.
Oh, thank you. I casted a column of crystal once, and that was against Dan.
Yep.
Never got that off again. And I think I casted glittering robe again once in the first game. And that was all the Keeper of Secrets did ever.
I totally forgot one of the funniest parts of my last game.
Yeah.
Remember how turn one the warlock engineer broke a tooth on a warpstone token?
Yeah.
And then turn two, he did it again.
And he's got two wounds, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, so he did.
Yeah. He got the spell off that time, though. So he zapped some skinks to death with warp lightning and then also died.
That's
I
so
totally
funny.
Forgot. That was one of the big things. That was like another one that was like, are you kidding me? Two turns in a row, I roll a one on this die. I was just so trying to kill some skinks.
Yeah, so that game didn't go well. But, however, ladies and gentlemen, we had some of the best combats that I've ever had in Old World recently. So convoluted, so crazy.
Oh my god, when I walked over there, there were like four different units all in each other's flanks and whatnot. I don't even know if there was any facing each other.
So I've got the Keeper of Secrets. I'm going to skip ahead to a bunch of stuff. I got the Keeper of Secrets charged into the unit of bats.
Bats.
Right? And then the Dragon Princess charges the Keeper's flank.
Dragons. Dragon, blood dragons.
Blood dragon, blood prince dragons. Dragon
blood thugs, dragon princes.
Blood, blah, blah, blah.
Just say all of it and you can't be wrong, right? Blood dragon princes.
Thesaurus blood warrior dragon princes on horses charging into the Seeker's flank.
Cold one riding blood dragon knights.
They're blood knights! They certainly are.
That, they are blood knights, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So then at some point, I'm like, well, I'll charge the, you know, the demonettes in there because they're not doing anything, so let's give
they're
that
not.
A shot. And they did, like, five wounds to the freaking Blood Knights. I was like, why can't the Keeper of Zeros do this? It's seven strength, six attacks!
You weren't killing, blowing them?
No. None of them.
You should do that.
None of them.
That's way better. They don't get their armor saved.
I tried. It didn't work.
Just roll more sixes, dummy. Stay on the road. Stop coughing and dying.
Not like I'm driving.
Oh. No, those are really bright lights.
Stop doing that, car. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Don't worry, we're okay. We're safe.
Everybody's fine.
Taylor's a great driver.
Sometimes. So, huge combat, and I killed like three things once, and he's just like, I resurrect three things every time I cast a spell. And I can't dispel because I'm in combat. Like, this is the worst game I've ever played in my life, but it was so much fun.
Right, it's one of those things where sometimes the army you're playing or playing against can be frustrating, but if your opponent's
oh, yeah, Max was incredible.
Yeah, I was hanging out over there a little bit because your game went a bit longer than mine did, and I was like, man, I kind of wish I'd played this guy, even though his army looks terrifying.
Oh, it's so good. So
two huge blocks of Grave Guard.
Two units of 30 Grave Guard. He's got, like, three or four Necromancers. He's got a, like, Castellan, I think it's called, BSB, in the Blood Knights.
Thrall.
Yes, all with two up saves.
Ugh.
And the BSB makes it so they ignore, like, D3 crumble.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, this is nuts.
Indomitable.
Yep. And then the bats and the dogs.
No, that's Tomb Kings. I think theirs is, like, Dark Vitality.
Yeah, whatever it is, yep. So I couldn't grind anything down, man.
No.
And that's what I do is I grind. Slaanesh.
You grind right on him.
I grind on him, and I can't do it.
I got ground on by a steam tank.
So his, what the heck is that spell called? Like, it makes you old, essentially.
Curse of Ears?
Yes, Curse of Ears. So many ears. Yeah, way too many ears.
This spell should just be called Makes You Old, probably.
Makes you old. Can't see nothing.
It's dark.
Lieutenant Dan.
And shiny from all the rain.
So he's got two Necromancers that have that spell.
Gross.
So he casted it twice. I don't know if you can do this, But I was like, I'm not looking this up because this is the third game and I don't care. But he casted it twice on the Keeper's Secrets at some point. So she's a negative two weapon skill, toughness, and strength, maybe?
Ugh.
Or something like that? Initiative could be? I don't remember. So I was like, oh, well, she's dead. Got her down to one wound. I was like, yeah! And then I started forgetting stomps, and then...
No! Stomps are so good.
Stomps are so good. And then, yeah, I kept forgetting a whole bunch of stuff. And then finally, his thrall was just like, she needs to die. Just kind of like stabbed her in the heart. And I was like, no, totally fair. But, highlight of the game.
Yeah.
Ready? Demon Prince. Okay? Charged in by, I think it was the Blood Knights. Or no, I charged the Blood Knights.
Yeah. With the Demon Prince?
With the Demon Prince. And I did, like, a wound. I was like, this is stupid. So he backs up. I follow up 2 inches. He charges me in the flank, which I don't remember if it actually is a flank or not, but it doesn't matter. No. With the bats.
Okay.
And they got 5 attacks apiece. The weapon skill 2 is 2.
What? Why are they 5 attacks?
This is bat swarms.
Oh, bat swarms.
Yes.
That makes more sense.
I think he was using giant bats for bat swarms. Who cares?
Oh, okay, okay.
So he's got the Blood Knights there, and they, you know, they're strength 4 because they didn't charge. I lose combat by 1.
Oh.
Boxcars.
No, you poofed.
Poof.
Right
no. I was like, this has never happened to me before, ever.
Oh, no.
Thank you for being my first. Thanks for popping my Slaanesh Boxcar cherry.
And your Herald wasn't nearby with the icon?
Nope.
Oh, that's too bad.
So poofs right off the table. His next turn, he charges Graveguard into Seekers because I forgot that they could just turn around. No, I charged the chariot into them, and they won combat, so he was like, I just reform, right? I was
now
like,
now it's foggy.
Now it's really foggy, yeah. It's getting brutal. So he reforms, and I was like, oh yeah, you can do that. So he charges into my Seekers, and he doesn't kill any of them. I got 5 Seekers left.
Right? Wait, he charged with what?
Graveguard, the 30 Graveguard.
What?
And he didn't kill
any toughness 3 Seekers?
Nope.
When he has Killing Blow?
He perseveres them as well.
Wow.
I was like, okay.
Some Tim France dice rolls right there.
So I lose by combat res, right?
Okay.
30 freaking grave guards.
Yeah, huge unit, like 7 wide or something.
Boxcars.
No!
It was awesome. It was funny.
Oh, no, that's the thing that's never happened to you before, but it happened twice in one game.
Twice in one game.
Oh, that's so brutal. So you definitely couldn't win attrition because you're just disappearing.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny.
And you're like, oh man, it'd be so great if your army did something like that.
No, his army is just like, oh, I lost my stuff. Well, I don't care. Indomitable.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Curse of ears or whatever it is. No, that's the curse of ears.
You're a curse of ears.
He's got so many ears. He's got
cursive ears.
Cursive ears.
Cursive ears.
That's when you write ears in cursive for the first time. That's what that spell is. But the game was so much fun.
Sounds like it. Other than those frustrating parts that are just your dice rolls.
Yeah. Yeah. Legit. Keeper of Secrets is like, I'm hitting on 3s all the time. Oh, I only got 3 hits out of my 7? Cool.
Yeah, you couldn't roll the hit for beans today.
I don't even like beans. That's not true. I love beans.
Oh, we forgot to talk about in our game, there was a sequence of 7 attacks you made with not a single hit on 3s.
Yeah.
Between, what was it, the Herald whiffed?
Yeah.
And then the Seeker Champion, right?
Yep.
Also just whiffed. Just nothing but 1s and 2s. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and he had some sort of magic missile that just completely bopped my Hellflayer in one shot as well. I was like, oh. Well, that's a thing. See if we're soon.
Just
we
got
might
bopped.
Not have been recording. That's so weird.
I don't know. We'll find out. There might be big gaps.
Like huge gaps. Like the first part of this episode might be a huge gap. Overall, obviously, incredible time.
It was really fun.
Not only did I get to spend 4 hours with Dan in the car.
Hi.
Which is super great. but then I got to play against Dan, not in the car, because we didn't play Warhammer in the car, which is stupid.
Not this time.
But then 2 phenomenal employees. Opponents.
Well, also Brian Horton, phenomenal employee.
Yeah, Brian's the dopest dude.
But there was something before before the tournament started, because we actually got there early, which was why we could have left half an hour later.
no way we could have known that. We actually got there early, and we said, I said something to you, and I heard Brian like, just some stupid going back and forth, our normal nonsense.
Oh my gosh,
I can't remember what it was though.
Yeah, there was a part where that first opponent that I had, we were just looking at all the Warhammer stuff, and I was like, oh, these ogres, oh my god, I want the blah 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 blah. And Dan was like, just buy him. And I was like, I don't have money. And he started dying.
Oh, yeah. You're like, I don't own money. Like, it was Keeper of Secrets. I was like, here's another one.
Oh, yeah. I don't own money. Oh, my gosh. He was awesome. And then, yeah, two phenomenal employees, which is just super great. Brian's dope. Anthony's dope, who was running the whole thing. I don't know.
Art's I forgot awesome. To look up the name of your first opponent when we weren't recording. I'm pretty sure it was Jordan.
I think it was Jason.
Jason. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I think it was...
If you're listening, I think your name was Jason. Thanks.
You were probably one of the best opponents I've had in a very long time. So
he's
thanks.
Another one I wish I had played against just because he seemed really cool.
Oh my gosh, first of all, he's playing Slayers?
Yeah.
Secondly, he was just a dope dude.
Thanks
for
there
turning
we go.
Your brights off.
They're still so bright.
Gosh, LED lights are dumb.
Ugh.
You and I are the oldest men.
I know. Our Subaru has LED lights, though.
That's stupid.
You know, it came with it. I'm not going to change them.
You know what works really well in my car?
What? Oh, the horn. He's bashing the wheel. No horn noises come out.
It's fine. It's not like an inspection issue or anything.
So, I want to talk a little bit about what I would do differently if I were to go to this event again with the same scape, with Skaven. I think I would want to try something very similar. Uh-huh. I think I would get rid of the assassin. You know what? I might actually go a little crazy. Get rid of the assassin and Storm Vermin.
Okay.
Because they never got into combat.
Well, Clan Rats are S tier.
Clan Rats, I mean...
No, Clan Rats are real good.
They're fine.
Yeah.
The thing is, I never felt like I wanted the Storm Vermin to get into combat. So, like, I kind of want to try... a list with more smaller units of clan rats, like three or four units or just 20 clan rats. With these secondary objectives, having a third core unit would have been really nice.
Yep.
I kind of wish I had done that. You know, we didn't actually have the scenarios until
the night before.
Last night.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't have changed my list anyway, so I don't really care.
Same.
That it was a little late, but like knowing, you know, you're probably going to see it. Those kind of scenarios and tournaments, I think I would drop the Storm Vermin, probably drop the Assassin. If I don't really want to get into combat, I shouldn't take a combat dedicated character.
Sure. Yep.
And then maybe drop the Doom Wheel. Maybe not if I'm dropping the Storm Vermin. Try to find points to have a third unit of Gutter Runners.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because they were awesome. But yeah, imagine another unit 10 out
no,
there.
I don't want to.
And like, normally, I wouldn't do that in a typical, you know, weeknight game that we do every couple months.
Sure.
But, like, at a tournament, I think it would be better to have some more of that redundancy. I think a third unit... They are kind of expensive, though. That's 17 points a model.
Yeah, but you have 30, right?
When you get... I do have 30.
Yeah.
33 if you count the ones I've converted from the Underworlds models. But... 17 points a model is pretty pricey because I got to pay for the throwing weapons, but they would be a completely different unit without the throwing weapons and basically useless. And then for the scout.
Yeah.
Again, I think is 100% worth it.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry. Poison attacks. Scout, they come with. But poison attacks is 2 points a model. I think it's still worth it.
Well, when you're strength 3...
That's the you know plus what I mean? 2 to 1's a big deal.
Huge deal.
And I really like that. So I'm gonna try making a list that's fairly different.
Yep.
By just making it like a non-combat Skaven list, except other than like the Hellpit and the Doomwheel.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing that I would probably change is I would drop the Seeker Chariot, and I gotta be honest, I might drop the Hellflayer, because without two of them, it doesn't really do a whole heck of a lot.
They look so cool, but it seems like it just. Dies too easy.
Yeah, it's so squishy. And that's 245 points. So
between the two of them?
Between the two of them.
That's not a lot of points you're saving, though.
That's a whole nother unit of Demonettes.
Fair.
You know?
Yeah, you definitely should have more Demonettes in that list, I think.
And that's or my, Seekers. You're saying maybe any more Seekers.
I was another unit of Seekers, but I think instead I might just buff out the Seeker unit to like six or seven, and not a joke, models a piece.
Okay, yeah, I like that idea. Just beef them up a little bit.
Yeah, because right now they're a core unit at unit strength 10. So if they lose one dude, I'm no longer taking objectives.
Fair. Yeah, you that's know? A good point. Make them, you know, like you said, bump them up to unit strength 12, 14, 16, something like that.
Yeah.
Then you've got a little bit of wiggle room that you could lose a couple and still be, like, scoring and whatnot.
Yep. So then if I can find other points elsewhere, I just feel like there's a lot of eggs in monster baskets, but I don't want to drop this keeper because I love her. I don't want to drop the Demon Prince because he's always MVP, and the banner you need.
You have to have that banner.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't save those two units in that game, but...
I don't know.
Just by distance, I'm sure.
Correct. Yeah,
12 inches. Because, again, you had to be pretty spread out when there's four objectives.
Correct. But, yeah, I think more Demonettes would be more better, to be honest.
More Demonettes, more better.
That's it.
Dope.
That's all I got.
Yeah, actually, we were talking, once again, joking about going under the less than an hour.
And look at us.
Of course, we didn't. So, thanks, everybody. We will see you next time. We are stopped at a gas station because it's a bio break time.
Yeah, I got a tiny little bladder. I go pee pee.
Not a break, though. This time we're done.
I love you.
Okay, love you. Bye. May your dice ever roll sixes unless it's leadership test or demon break test.